They took the tall trees one by one in blinding showers of sawdust. Flying axe blades split the trunks and felled the cedar of forest. The quick hiss of the crosscut saw invaded gorge and glade. The forest face forever changed by mankind's need for trade. Polai, Moomin, Wuchi, Gadgarra and Kalinga, Wanya, Tuna, Australis, names for red gold cedar. Convict robber, bush ranger, joined the dark red gold rush. Slasher, axemen, sawyer worked to crucify Polai brush. Their pale faces born of fog, for sun they'd rarely see. In misty mountain valleys, where the scaffold used to be. Polai, Moomin, Wuchi, Gadgarra and Kalinga, Wanya, Tuna, Australis, names for red gold cedar. With muscle-driven ladders, ropes and supple forest tree vines, from scaffold pit the logs were hauled to patient waiting team lines. Then down the misty mountains to be cut to building strips, the forest giants loaded then on anchored sailing ships. Polai, Moomin, Wuchi, Gadgarra and Kalinga, Wanya, Tuna, Australis, names for red gold cedar. To station halls, post office walls, clock face at the coin mint, counters, cupboards, cabinets is where the precious wood went. It bore its shining mirrors that adorned the sandstone walls, where staircases of elegance descended to the halls. Polai, Moomin, Wuchi, Gadgarra and Kalinga, Wanya, Tuna, Australis, names for red gold cedar. And down the south coast now, in gracious blue stone houses, are cedar forms of beauty, made to please the rich men's spouses. Inlaid jewelry boxes, sideboards and separate airs, bookcase, buffet, chest of drawers, chiffoniers and chairs. Polai, Moomin, Wuchi, Gadgarra and Kalinga, Wanya, Tuna, Australis, names for red gold cedar.